I'm very, very pleased to be able to introduce our next speaker, who is Natalie Powell-Davis. And Natalie was recently elected as Deputy Youth Mayor of Lewisham, standing on an anti-cuts campaigning programme for young people. And in Lewisham as well, just mentioned before she speaks, Natalie, for those who don't know, Natalie is going to be able to campaign alongside the two Socialist Party councillors who are elected there as well. So thank you very much, Natalie.
Young people don't often have a chance to elect their own representative. But last month, every 11 to 18 year old in Lewisham had a chance to vote for a young mayor, and they chose me as the deputy. I knew that I had to get my message out across the borough. I put together a leaflet, and my friends in the ISR helped to get them around the borough. We even managed half an hour in Lewisham shopping centre before the security guards told us to stop. It was the hustings meetings that made me realise that young people agreed with what I was putting forward. Most schools don't even have the money to give students textbooks to take home anymore. We're expected to do loads of coursework on the internet, but not everybody has a computer. That's why students at schools agreed with me that there should be better access to the internet in our libraries and youth clubs, and more books and resources. In particular, I call for education to be more relevant and interesting for young people. Getting rid of all the SATs, not just Key Stage 3, would be a start. Over 1,000 young people voted for me from schools all across Lewisham. Now I want to see if the council is serious about making some of the changes that people voted for, or whether this is just a way that the council trying to make itself look good. I've had loads of congratulations and teachers telling me that it will look good on my CV, but that's not what I stood for. Too many people think that politics is just about building your own career. That's because too many politicians show that they only care about themselves. Elections should be about people really making a difference. But who have we got to choose from? When we do get a chance to discuss politics and citizenship lessons, I've never heard anyone my age who thinks that Gordon Brown or David Cameron will do anything good for us. They think they're just men in suits who have got nothing to offer us young people. We're told that young people are not interested in politics. That's not true. We're just not interested in careerist politicians. So they'd better watch out, because given a chance, young people will vote for a real change. Thank you.